Hello there, and welcome to this edition of Visit Cuba. I'm Rach Gámez for Radio Havana Cuba. Here I would like to share with you some news about the world of tourism in Cuba. I'll be right back. Please stay with me. A new five-star hotel opened its doors last year in the northern group of small islands or keys of Villa Clara in the center of Cuba. The Grand Sirenis, Cayo Santa Maria, is the new luxury facility of that tourist destination, one of the island's most popular today. The hotel, belonging to the Spanish chain Sirenis Hotels and Resorts, has 633 rooms, 612 doubles, 18 junior suites and 3 suites, an all-inclusive service and 2 kilometers of fine sandy beach. In this sense, it enjoys environmental care and provides all the comforts demanded by those who choose this accommodation. The facility presents its guests with an architecture that combines Caribbean style with contemporary touches, with fresh, modern, and functional lines, as well as an offer of traditional Cuban and varied international cuisines. There are 2 main buffet restaurants, 4 themed restaurants, a snack bar, a barbecue, and 7 bars. The resort includes a sport club, a gym, 2 tennis courts, and 4 large swimming pools, and the nearby coral reefs are available for also diving. Now is Cuba's high season for tourism and a crucial time for this sector, one of the driving forces of the Cuban economy. The completion of 4,000 rooms in general was planned for last year, to exceed a total of 70,000, and by the end of 2020, the plan foresees the incorporation of another 4,200 rooms. Cuba's famous Varadero Beach Resort will have 1,000 more rooms by the end of 2020, once construction of 2 new hotels in the Oasis and Los Taínos areas is completed. At present, the resort has more than 22,000 rooms distributed in 52 hotels, mostly high-standard hotels, hosting clients from 72 nations. Surveys revealed high levels of satisfaction among visitors to Varadero, considered one of the world's best second tourist-friendly mega-resorts. Just for you to know, Varadero will host the International Tourism Fair, Feed Cuba, in 2020. The Cuban resort welcomed millions of visitors in 2019, including 1.5 million foreigners, despite the measures imposed by the U.S. government targeting the Cuban tourism sector. Canada continues to be the main source of tourists to Cuba, and especially to Varadero, with 80% of air operations through the Juan Gualberto Gómez International Airport. The number of Russian visitors has also grown considerably, followed in that order by Germany, France, Mexico, Chile, and Spain. Well, and that's it for this edition of Visit Cuba. I'm Rach Gámez, thanks for your company, and see you on the beach in Varadero.